Well, we've always had to be vigilant. I've been in the business for 28 years, and you've always had to be vigilant. I think now with the online listing services, it's even harder for parents to find a good person, because anyone can get on the online listing service. All you have to do is put your name on it, like this gentleman who's, I shouldn't say gentleman,
right,
but
yeah.
The guy who's looking for a nanny job, who's, I believe is still on the loose, probably still looking for some type of work. You just have to, and I know some people need to go on the online listing services, but you have to make sure that you do all the checks. You cannot you cannot think that when you go online that someone out there is going to do this for you. You have to do it yourself. You just like in the old days when people used to put ads in newspapers to find nannies. And I was around in the old days when people did this. You still had to do all the work. And I think that with the online listing services, it gives families a false sense of security,
right,
because they think this is all being done for them. And unfortunately, it's not, because it's not people that are doing this. It's all online. And it's like anything that's online, people don't have anything to do with it, basically.
Right. Annie, specifically, though, what do parents need to actually do? I mean, how do they conduct a background check? How much does that cost? What kinds of questions do they really need to be asking?
A background check will run anywhere from $75 to $200, depending on how many counties that person has lived in. Mm-hmm. So that all needs to be checked. You need to, and background checking is not the end all be all. You need to meet with people. You need to get a feel for who someone is. You need to get proper references, and people lie about their references. They'll give their friend as a reference.
Mm-hmm.
And if you've been doing in the business as long as I have, you get so you picture this, and some of these people that have gone online to find a job, if they walked into our office, we'd say, no, you know, we don't have a job for you. We probably would screen them out over the telephone. So you have to do a telephone interview. And you may interview 30 people over the telephone, and out of that 30 people, you may decide to have 5 people come to your home and have a personal interview. Out of those 5 people, you might find one mm-hmm. that you think is a good fit for your family.
Mm-hmm.
And then you do all the reference and background checks, and you have to do it yourself, unless you go through an agency like mine, and we do all the work for you.